Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
There's quite a story you're going to tell us about today. I'm going to let you start from the top.
It is a good one. Many people aren't aware of Holy Trinity Monastery in Jordanville. It's just north of Richfield Springs, which is about 15 miles north of Cooperstown. It's considered one of the centers of the Russian Orthodox Church in the U.S. Michael Prekrastov, the executive director of the Russian History Museum there, calls it the heart of the church in America. In the decades after the Russian Revolution, there was a diaspora of aristocratic emigres. Many ended up in the U.S. During their lifetimes and in their wills, many left artifacts of their former lives to Holy Trinity. Today, the Russian History Museum there has some 4,000 items. This past July was the 100th anniversary of the execution of Tsar Nicholas and his family by the Bolsheviks in the basement of that house in the Ural Mountains where they were being held. Mike had tried to collaborate with other museums on an exhibit, but he realized in April it wasn't going to happen. So working day and night, he put together an amazing exhibit, some 300 items, at the museum, which is on the grounds of the monastery. He was able to get it open by July 17th, the 100th anniversary of the night the Romanovs were killed. He's a curator, not a marketer, so the word hasn't really gotten out. As you probably know, after Nicholas, Tsarina Alexandra, four daughters and a son were executed, their bodies were thrown into a shallow mine shaft and sprinkled with sulfuric acid so they couldn't be identified. A short while later, they were reburied in a nearby field. Over the years, forests grew up around the burial site. In the late 1970s, an amateur archaeologist discovered what he thought were the remains, but the Soviets kept the news quiet until after Glasnost. Still, there was uncertainty about whether the Romanovs had indeed been found. That is, until a month before the Jordanville exhibit opened last summer. Now, Fabergé was the official court jeweler. There are two Fabergé items in the exhibit. One is the gold frame of a portrait of Queen Louise of Denmark, Nicholas's grandmother. The other is a locket with a photo of Alexandra. In examining the items, the collector who acquired them in 2012, Nikolai Bakmakov of New York City, found two locks of hair, one behind each photo. In 2017, he convinced the FBI's DNA lab to test them. In June, again, just a couple weeks before the exhibit opened, the FBI report came out. The hair from the locket is 100% DNA match with what were thought to be Alexandra's remains, and now proven to be. Queen Louise's lock of hair is 100% match with Nicholas's DNA, proving once and for all that the remains of the last of the Romanovs have been found. It's mind-blowing, David, to look at those items and to read the FBI report. And there's a lot more. For instance, the gold vestment that Nicholas wore when he was crowned in the 1890s is one of the key exhibits. Holy Trinity Monastery is a little over an hour from Albany. The Last Days of the Last Tsar exhibit is open until next March. So go see it, David. It's just amazing.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.